Chapter 5, Geocoder Orchestration and Fallback. Real provider orchestration is not a hard-coded chain. It is not simply, try Google, then try here, then try OpenStreetMap. That kind of fallback can be useful, but it is only the beginning. It solves one narrow problem: what to do when a provider fails or returns nothing. Production address systems face a harder question. What should we do when a provider returns something, but that result may not be good enough? That is the difference between fallback and orchestration. Fallback is sequential. Orchestration is strategic. A real orchestration layer decides which providers to use, in which order, for which countries, with which timeouts, with which acceptance thresholds, and under which cost constraints. It also normalizes every provider response into a common internal schema, so downstream code does not need to understand the differences between provider formats. This matters because providers behave differently. A provider that is excellent in one country may be weak in another. A provider may have strong rooftop coverage in large cities, but weaker data in rural areas. A provider may handle local abbreviations well in one market and poorly in another. A provider may return rich metadata for some regions and thin metadata elsewhere. A provider may be cost-effective at one volume and expensive at another. If the system treats all providers as interchangeable, it loses the ability to make good operational decisions. A useful orchestration layer starts with provider routing by country and use case. For example, one strategy might be better for Mexico, another for France, another for the United States, and another for a customer's historical delivery database. It should be possible to configure different providers and thresholds per tenant when needed. The next requirement is response normalization. Every provider has its own vocabulary: confidence, precision, match type, accuracy, address components, place identifiers, geometry, bounds, and metadata. The address layer needs to translate those into a common internal model. Otherwise, scoring becomes a collection of provider-specific special cases. Timeout and retry handling also matter. A provider may be temporarily slow. A retry may make sense. But a system that waits too long can damage API latency. The orchestration layer needs to decide when to retry, when to skip, and when to stop. Cost-aware short-circuiting is another important capability. If the cache already has a high-quality result for this tenant, the system may not need to call a paid provider. If open data returns a strong candidate, a paid provider may only be needed for validation. If the address is clearly incomplete, the system may decide not to spend money on additional providers until the input is corrected. This is where BYOK, or bring your own keys, becomes strategically important. Many serious delivery teams already have contracts with geocoding providers. They may have negotiated pricing, compliance terms, regional coverage, or internal procurement approval. AddressHub's role should not be to force those teams into a new provider relationship. The better model is to let the customer plug in their own provider keys where applicable, while AddressHub acts as the control plane on top. That changes the buying conversation. AddressHub is not saying, stop using your provider. It is saying, use your providers better. The providers still supply candidate locations. The address intelligence layer decides when to call them, how to compare them, how to cache results, and how to explain the final decision. Open data should also be treated as a real candidate source, not an afterthought. Datasets like OpenStreetMap, Inigi in Mexico, BN in France, Overture Maps, and national or local address datasets can be extremely valuable. They can reduce dependency on commercial providers, improve coverage in specific markets, and support lower-cost candidate generation. But open data is not magically free in an operational sense. It requires import pipelines. It requires schema design. It requires updates. It requires normalization. It requires validation. It requires country-specific tuning. It requires quality checks against real delivery outcomes. If a team treats open data as a free replacement for paid geocoding without that maintenance layer, it quickly becomes another fragile internal project. Used well, open data becomes a peer candidate source. It can be compared against commercial providers, cache history, and customer-specific knowledge. Used badly, it becomes stale data with a different pricing model. The final orchestration concept is the stop condition. A mature system should know when to stop calling more providers. If the current candidate is strong, additional calls may only add cost and latency. If the candidates disagree, additional calls may help. If the input is clearly insufficient, no provider can fix it reliably. The system needs rules for when more geocoding is useful and when it is wasteful. This is why orchestration is a product and infrastructure problem, not just an integration problem. The goal is not to call every provider. The goal is to produce the most reliable operational answer with the least unnecessary cost, latency, and complexity. Key takeaways. First, fallback is not enough. A real address layer must decide whether a successful result is good enough to stop. Second, BYOK lets customers keep control of provider contracts while Address Hub provides the intelligence layer on top. Third, open data can be powerful, but only when it is maintained, validated, and treated as a real candidate source. And fourth, orchestration is about decisions: who to call, when to call, when to stop, and how to compare what comes back.